back to Criminal Race Theory, everybody. Your favorite, what what genre are we?
Interracial.
Yeah. This is a category.
Yeah.
Welcome back to NPR, National Public Retards.
Nationally syndicated, yeah.
Yeah.
We're a national treasure.
This now, the news. The racist news.
Oh, you have news.
I do have news. Go. Yeah. Go. Okay. Yeah. Let me see if I can pull this off. The state of Tennessee is divided on a new bill that bans marriage between first cousins. State Representative Gino Bulso, who favors marriage between cousins, delivered the following statement on the state Senate floor. A vote against first cousin marriage is a vote that protects society from retarded children. And since when did Republicans give a fuck about that?
What do you think? A real Senate said that?
I paraphrased a little bit.
I mean, that's such a crazy thing because, first of all, you'd have to like think it was a big enough problem that you'd have to write a law on it. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. People are fucking their first cousins enough for them to be like, we got to put this in the book.
It's legal. The marriage between first cousins is legal. They're finally in 2024 be like, we've had enough of this. And there are some people like, hold on. Like,
you know? Like a lot of toothless people. I got something to say about this.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's like first cousin again?
That's like your uncle's kid.
Yeah. Oh, so like, say like, your parents.
So does Brad have a brother?
Yeah.
So it'd be like if you and Brad had a kid and they fucked Brad's brother's kid.
Yeah.
Okay, goddamn. All right. Chinese, we're safe.
Yeah. That's what that one child policy. They're like, we ain't having any cousin fucking in China, dude. Right. We're a noble people, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, that's insane. Literally insane that the government had to step in and be like, you guys, stop.
Yeah.
we have enough of these. Like,
yeah.
It's not a good look.
And then there's dudes that are just like, hold on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've been doing this a long time.
My cousin.
Yeah. You don't understand. Yeah.
But if the Bible is true, though.
Oh, yeah. The Bible's freaky as hell. Yeah.
We're all product of
it. We're all, yeah.
Well, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's why there's like genetic diseases that like are specifically kill Jews and that are like terrible.
Yeah.
Because there's so much. Incest. There's so much inbred in the Jewish bloodline, you know. That's why it's funny that people, there's some Orthodox that they frown upon, like, fucking outside of the race. And I'm like, you would think we'd want to be less allergic to being alive. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just come out of the pussy like, oh, God, it's so bright. Turn down the lights in here. Like, I smell sulfur burning. What is that? You know, it's giving me gas.
Yeah. You see a Jewish dude who's like breaking down physically, and you see like a 6'4 German Nazi bred.
Like this master race thing starting to make sense. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
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 But Hitler, dude, when he saw the, what was his name? Something Owen? The black dude who
came to
the Olympics. No, there was like an Olympic thing where he went and like the runner like outran his competition and he was fucking pissed. He was like, fuck, we're not the fastest. He didn't know how wrong he was about that, by the way. White people have just been now finding out because
he got smoked by a Kenyan.
Yeah. It wasn't even a Kenyan, it was just an American black.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's even harder to
it's, yeah.
But they're bred to work. It's a real purebred workhorse. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that is,
How do you feel about the Mandingo fighting?
Oh, that's wrong. That's awful. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anything worse. I only know of it from the, the Django movie.
Mm. I was going to say, have you watched Nanette? You've seen nothing worse.
Nanette. But that is It's sick. It's fucked up. But it was just very funny to me to think about Hitler just seeing like a black dude for the first time.
Yeah.
Just dominating a sport to be like
Hitler getting dunked on.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, dude.
I got it wrong.
This is really conflicting for me because I consider myself an honest guy. Yeah. And I've come to realize maybe they have a one up on us. Yeah. I don't know what to do here. Yeah.
Wasn't there a rumor that he was gay or some shit?
Hitler?
Yeah.
I don't know, but gay Hitler is a fascinating character already. That's in my head. I'm already picturing him in like resort casual, you know,
a pink polo. A thing that somebody would say if they're trying to smear him, which is like he killed millions of Jews.
Oh yeah, it's like the.
But did you know that he was?
It's like the it's like the P Diddy thing where it's like all the shit comes out and they're like, dude, this brother's gay.
Yeah. Doing insane amounts of drugs and like trafficking, but like he might have been fucking dudes.
Yeah,
that's where I draw the line.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that sucks.
Like, is that hair on your face, or is that just like shit from eating a guy's ass? You fucking homo. Yeah.
Yo, what's gonna happen to Diddy though?
Oh, he's gonna die. Gonna, yeah.
He's still MIA, right? Huh? He hasn't came back. He's still on the, like, he's...
I think there's some, it's, I don't know.
They should send Dog the Bounty Hunter for him.
For him?
That would be fun to watch, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Straight up fucking Zero Dark 30.
Yeah.
Zero Black 30. The Hunt for Diddy. Yeah, fucking...
A lot of people are looking for him.
He's going to be like the next McAfee. John McAfee.
There's no way he could disappear and go anywhere without getting
he's too famous. McAfee, McAfee, yeah. Yeah.
No, he's not going to disappear. Diddy is too, like, he's too egotistical.
He's probably hanging out with Sean Penn. Right. Sean Penn's making a fucking documentary about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
in the jungles of Colombia or something.
Yeah. Diddy is, like, the biggest thing to happen in the black community right now. It's the big talk, but there's a lot. There's a lot going on. There's, like, rap beefs for all of a sudden. Last episode, we talked about Chris Brown a lot. And I was just telling you guys about, like, in this beef, like, first of all, his rap beef, he, like, this dude, he's like, I fucked your girlfriend while you still had her. He was like, I fucking beat you at basketball. All the hits. And he's just like... One of the disses was like, hey, stop fucking talking about beating women. We saw you beat a woman in the elevator. And that's like his diss is like, you also beat women. So fucking chill on accusing
me. Like, at least I had the decency to do it behind closed doors.
Right, yeah.
I waited until the elevator closed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no. But like, that's one of his disses. And the other guy hit him with a nude diss track. And he's like, he just... outed him for almost beating more women, which is just like, dude, just
that's
stop
a crazy
fighting.
It's a crazy thing to do, to be like, you're a piece of shit
because
you've beat more women than I have. Like, it's just be like outing yourself that you also beat women and just being like, but not as much as you. That's
not as recently as you.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fucking wild. But again, he had a new album come out. Very good. I'm not gonna lie to you.
One might say it was Summer a slapper.
Summer Too Hot is a banger, dude. I don't know how that's not a number one.
Summer Too Hot. So hot, in fact, I'm pissed off. Find me
totally
a bitch to beat.
Yeah, I assumed the role. No, that's, Cat William really threw black people in a frenzy beginning
he
of the year.
He started it?
He started this.
He opened Pandora's box.
For sure. He was like, 2024, all lives will be exposed and everything is going to shit right now. But it's fun to watch. We're missing Wendy Williams. I don't know if you know. She's like sick. She's like really fucked up.
She's dying, right?
Yeah. Like if you see pictures of her, she looks...
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what she has, but it's like a degenerative disease. So it's just like she looks wild. Like before when it started, she was just kind of bopping around.
She's dying of a natural genetic disease. She's like, she looks wild. That's not.
I've never.
She looks like shit, dude. Yeah. Did you not look in the mirror before you went outside? Yeah. The fuck's wrong with you? Dude?
No, but she would, yeah, this would be a perfect time for her just to sit there to and talk shit about people. But yeah, do you have any more news?
Is she good? Is she, who's, I don't even, I just know who she is, but I don't know anything
you
about
don't
her.
Know Wendy
do
Williams?
We like Wendy Williams?
Oh my God. Like is a...
Do we want her to die or is
no,
she...
No, she's, I mean, I love
oh, you her love her? Personally. I couldn't tell by the way you were talking
so
about her.
Petty. No, there's like... I don't want to promote her to people, but like... Because she doesn't like bring out the best of black people. You okay. know, she's just like... She's talking shit about like people's wives. Like she's like... She exposed people like beating their wives. Like secretly she was... in domestic violence stuff as well. And then like she's always like talking shit. Like I think she'll like try to expose people who are gay and shit. Like just being like, and you won't believe who's gay. I'm not gonna tell you girls. And you just pan out to the crowd and everybody's just like, oh, we know who it is. It's like the wildest shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like the funnier version of Oprah.
Yeah.
Funnier version of Oprah. Okay. Yeah. Wow, that,
yeah. Yeah. R.I.P. I mean, she's not dead yet, but mentally she's gone.
Damn. Let's see. All right. Move on to a different topic. Okay. All right. All right. Former President Donald Trump reportedly fell asleep in court during jury selection of his Stormy Daniels hush money trial. To avoid accusations of hypocrisy, Trump has agreed to no longer refer to President Biden as Sleepy Joe, but rather dumb old f***. That one didn't have as much meat on the bone.
it was interesting. I didn't know he was still in court about that. What's the problem with that? I mean,
he
paid her to.
I think
not
it's
talk.
It's very
like an NDA or some shit.
It's very tight.
Yeah.
That
fucked a porn star. I do think.
Well,
that is
well,
tight
yeah,
for
but like Trump. Like, that's so relatable. I mean, he fell asleep.
Really?
For me, not the porn star thing, that he fell asleep during a court trial that's going to determine, like, the rest of his life. Like, it's, like, the most serious thing that's ever happened. Is the former president being on trial charged with, like, 40 felonies.
Yeah.
And he's like, I could not give a fuck.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm losing. I'm taking a nap, dude.
I don't even know why, like, the fucking court is doing that. Don't they know the more you fucking press Trump... the more Trump supporters gonna rise up.
Yeah.
It's like there's a hypocrisy.
Oh, if they threw Trump in jail, he would have like...
He'd be Nelson Mandela. he'd inspire an uprising.
Literally, literally, dude. Yeah. They would show up, army 5,000 strong would show up with like the most like heavy construction equipment. And just pull the fucking prison like walls down.
Yeah,
with fucking
the
like
cops would let
with
him
the
in.
Wrecking
yeah,
balls.
Be like,
yeah,
love
dude.
This, dude.
Yeah,
what are you
we're,
doing?
We're getting our guy out, dude. There's no way.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trump. Yeah. He literally cannot fail this time.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Yeah. They try. They try several times. Yeah. Like. The thing is, like, they lied about there was no evidence of him with some fucking Russian connection or something. They were, like, charged him for espionage or some, like, a Russian shit.
I mean, there was some evidence.
But the thing is, like...
I don't remember how that shook out, but...
I think it was blown out of proportion, for sure. But you could tell the... But there was something there, but it is a thing of, like, is this worth, like...
Yeah,
polarizing the country even more by taking this to trial and stuff, especially when it is very funny that it's like the American values, just like, oh, Obama, you blew up a Muslim wedding.
Yeah,
you bombed.
Not just what I mean, he was bombing the fuck out of places.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
he was rearranging
and won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, literally. Yeah. Like dropping the most like indiscriminate going straight fucking Bibi Netanyahu on, on their ass. Yeah, and like nothing.
Yeah, but
and then
he was cool.
And then Trump's just like, you've been like being really weird with the Russians.
You know? Talking to Putin.
And that's a problem. Yeah. Yeah. It's it is very funny. It does point out Trump has really pointed out like the
That's unfortunately hypocrisy. The thing is like Trump is to me at least very clearly like a con man.
Yeah.
He's just like a he's a bullshit guy. There's no he's not a real thing. Like anything you see him running on, he's like I'm a religious
he's
guy.
He's the most unserious person
you're
like, ever.
You're fucking he's, porn stars he's, yeah, going he's, to Epstein Island.
Yeah. Like, he's never been like had a conversation where he wasn't working someone. You know what I mean? He's
100%. But like the people who follow him unfortunately believe he's like this messiah type of person. And it's just like the people who are fighting him, I don't know why they don't just be like, all right, we'll just let him run.
If Trump, if Trump could turn water into wine, he'd sell the wine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the Sharper Image.
Upscale it. Yeah.
At a store that does it in the mall that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fucking steaks all over again, dude.
Yeah, no, yeah. I kind of respect that about him. He is like the American grift. He is like the perfect person of personification of it.
Yeah. Like just the American dream incarnate, dude.
But it's just wild to see if he becomes president again, dude. It's not going to be like the rest of the world already thinks America is fucking stupid. But if they turn on their TVs again and there's just a
he's back.
He's doing bing bong.
Dude, like, I want to see because if he's back, he's like, I already got it. I'm in.
Yeah.
I got my 4 years. I know I could do whatever I want this time because all the shit I had to hold back last time was because I want to get reelected.
Yeah.
I'm reelected. That like his like inaugural address, like the first thing when they're like, how does it feel to be the president again? He's going to be like, ching chong bing bong. Fucking ching. You know?
He's gonna come. Yeah.
I'm just here to fuck whores and do cocaine in the Oval Office bathroom.
Just doing a line.
I also fucked Monica Lewinsky. And I'm not even. I'm not denying it. Like cowardly Bill. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Damn. That'd be
he's a real
awesome
fucking
one.
Comedian.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he might be the only
I would
one
love,
doing it at
I would
that level.
Fucking love if Trump if he loses the presidency, he just goes full into stand up.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. Yeah. I would go. I mean, dude.
Yeah, he can. He has a career anywhere he wants after this. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can do whatever.
That's so like people were like reporting on like trying to, you know, he's broke. Like he's so fucked. He's broke. And I'm like, he's going to be fine.
Yeah. Kanye's fine, dude.
He can make money off anything. Yeah.
Yo, Kanye said
fuckers
he's
bounce back so fast.
A porn or some shit.
I
haven't heard about this at all. You break this news to me.
I didn't know about that, but I know I heard Instagram. I heard a rumor about him going to work and like this is like a business meeting and he just puts porn on. He just cuts it on the TV. And people are like, what is this about? He's like, no, just this part right here. I was like, this dude is my favorite person of all time. Like, he is. There's something to, like, I know it's wrong to put, like, mentally, like, people who are going through stuff on camera, but they're so entertaining.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Kanye
yeah.
is clearly, like, schizophrenic, but so funny.
The man needs help, but, like,
he is undeniably entertaining.
I was driving Lyft yesterday, full yarmulke, full fucking, like, I was working on Passover because I'm in financial ruin and just driving around eating matzah with the yarmulke on, blasting Kanye. And like every black passenger was just looking like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Wow.
I saw this guy in my rear view literally do what you just like a little confused head
just
tilt.
Can't even grasp what they're watching.
Yeah. They're probably
it'd be like if I rolled by like listen to like Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. Literally.
A black person would be like, you?
Yeah. Like he probably like for sure told his friends. He's like, bro, my Lyft driver, craziest white Jewish boy I've ever seen. Yeah.
Yeah, this boy self-hating to a different level.
Yeah.
He playing Kanye.
The man was eating matzahs and spitting through the wire.
That Jew's about to break.
Oh, man.
No, that's, Kanye is, there's one of my favorite my favorite things I've ever seen of Kanye. I don't know why nobody ever talks about this. He's like wearing like a ski mask and dressed in like all black.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
fighting this white lady. And she's like trying to make like logical sense to him. And he's like, does that feel like a really, like a real question to ask a grown ass superhero? She just looks at him like, I don't even know how to answer that.
Yeah.
Like, that's my favorite guy. That's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He stomped her. That's a three round KO. That's a fucking, dude, that's my favorite video of all time. Just the way he deals with people. There's another one where he was going on a rant and this girl, like the only person who's brave enough to speak out against him, not even speak out against him, but he's like freaking, he's like, ain't nobody was with me, I was going through all this shit, I was going through it by myself. And then you just hear from the side, you're like, oh, shut up nigga, you ain't God. And he just goes, hey, shut up bitch, before you get expelled. Not even expelled, he was just like excommunicated. Like he's a fucking church.
Yeah.
Like he was just like, shut up before you get excommunicated. Goes back into his rant. He's my favorite dude of all time, dude. I can't believe he's real. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back out on podcasts.
It is crazy being like, cause like, I mean, I've been a Kanye fan since like when College Dropout came out. Yeah. As a kid, I was like, yeah, I got that CD for like my birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like fucking on a loop, dude, with my Walkman.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. I loved that album so much, and loved Kanye, and just like was always there to defend as he started getting crazier and crazier. Really? Yeah, like at every step of the way. Yeah. But like,
it's me with Chris Brown.
Well, I think College Dropout came out in 2004. So it's 20 years of Kanye. And so I'm like thinking about like, I'm trying to think of what he's my version of like, maybe Michael Jackson to other people or something, like, yeah. Because it's like where you, like, you see a guy, like if you really think about someone who is a fan of Michael Jackson, like when did the first Michael Jackson album come out?
So he was a 70s? Child. He was like, yeah, or, I don't remember.
I'm gonna look. Let's look it up. We'll see.
Yeah, it was like, back when like Metro was
Jackson
a thing.
Jackson 5 and
yeah.
Time ago. You talking about like pre surgery or like
let's even
pre kidney touching. Yeah,
let's even say that like someone
maybe that's what did it. He turned white and he
and
was
start
like
touching children.
Yeah. He's like, I can get away with
this. He's like, I'm just doing this is my culture now. Yeah, it doesn't even say like,
that. What? Might be that's a good theory. I like that theory.
1979, I think, was his first like album that was just him or something, but I don't. Oh no, because he still looks like a little fucking kid in all these. Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be a sick theory.
But the point is, yeah, like someone who's been watching. If you watch the totality of Michael Jackson's career, you're basically watching a guy go through like a 50-year. Like, where is Kanye going to be in 20, 30 years?
For sure dead.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what will have happened before that? You know what I'm saying? Like, when we're trying to describe our grandkids.
Yeah,
what Kanye West was like, it's just like
it's gonna be hard because I think this could be a really bad sign. Like the fact that he's been talking about Hitler since like 2008 or whatever, like,
Trump needs to let him be VP, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think even Trump like doesn't fuck with him. Like I think he literally is like, you're too insane for me.
Yeah. Because Trump's not insane at all. He's so calculated and smart. Oh. The dude's not insane at all. I don't think you.
No,
disagree?
I think he's a little bit. I mean, not.
I think
insane
he's insane.
In the way of like,
I think he's insane in his like self confidence and self delusion in the same way Kanye is.
Yes.
But I think Kanye is literally mentally ill. I think Trump is.
That's
just
a very different kind.
Yeah, I don't think Kanye is a con man at all. I think Kanye is having a mental episode.
I think he is a little bit.
I don't think so, dude. I don't find him. I don't get grifter vibes. I think he's just like already found his fan base and like what he meant to pop culture and stuff. But people think Trump's not self aware. I'm like, no, he fucking is playing. He's playing America like a goddamn fiddle, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
And it's working. Yeah. It's fucking insane to watch.
Yeah, Kanye is like a artist crazy.
Yeah, yeah, he's Van Gogh type. Yeah,
yeah.
Biting
Trump's,
off his
Trump's
own ear.
Businessman crazy.
Yeah,
there's like, something
don't get
about
in
Trump
a way of me and my money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something about Trump that's just very like, I guess that is the confidence, but the way he's like brash about things that are very clear, like he was on Epstein Island multiple times too, but he'll just lie about that, like very publicly,
shamelessly. Like, that's what I'm saying. He's like a sociopath and like a narcissist, but but I think Kanye is like schizophrenic, like you know what I'm saying? That it's like a different
purely out of his mind
type
of. Very fun to watch.
Speaking of American hypocrisy,
yeah.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, in an obvious attempt to distract Americans from the genocide in Gaza, has condemned the Chinese Communist Party's genocide of Uyghur Muslims. When asked for a comment, Emperor Xi responded, "If you had these sunburned bastards with sideways hijabs sagging their pants all around town, blasting the call of prayer on a boombox, you would want to get rid of the Uyghurs too."
Uyghurs, instead of Uyghurs.
Yeah, that's the joke.
That's very
that's
funny.
That's the joke, is that I can't spell. I was laughing, crying to myself for like a half hour, if imagining just a genocide of the of Chinese Uyghurs.
Dude, I think actually, like, I think they're going strong in China, aren't they? Like, I see like videos of Asian dudes like paying crazy money to like coil their hair to get like black hair. Is that a thing in China where people are trying to be black? Because that's what a Uyghur is. It's just a white person who's trying to, you know,
yeah,
the other word.
the other word. like the cornrows or something.
Yeah, cornrows. But there's also like a dude I saw who like coiled to the point where it's like he's trying to get like very tight curly hair, like individually.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's crazy.
The way I was supposed to say that was, if you saw these Uyghur bastards with sideways hijabs sagging their pants all around China with a boombox duct taped to a beach cruiser blasting the call of prayer, you wouldn't want to look them in their slanted purple cush eyes either. I couldn't even get the accent down because it's too distracting. I had a
You loved that joke.
This kept me from killing myself this week.
Just writing a racist joke.
I've been living in my car for 5 days. Like, be like, I can't. I gotta survive long enough to drop this one.
Welcome.
And I botched it, but that's okay.
what is the news about? Like, what are Uyghurs? Like, what are? Do you know anything about them?
I'm too stupid to touch on that. But it's it's like the northern China.
It's like
area.
By Russia, right? Almost like
no. It's called Xinjiang. It's been like ongoing, like a human rights problems and. BBC did a
That's why they put him in the camps. They had BBCs.
I can't believe they haven't changed.
We ain't having dick like this in China. This is a fucking problem. We're gonna have these bitches are gonna have fucking 30 children. We got a one BBCs? Child policy, dude. Yeah. These dudes are gonna be busting nuts, Chinese women.
The government had to lock them up.
Yeah, dude, we or can't let this get out.
They have huge dicks. They can play basketball
and pick cottons for real.
Like what?
They actually do.
Yeah, they actually
do. Oh my god!
80% of the world cotton supplies are in
by Uyghurs.
Xinjiang, China.
Wow. So in a way, Uyghurs have really they're
gonna get over here and be like, we're the real blacks.
They accomplished their dream of becoming black, dude. They're picking cotton. They're oppressed. They got
they're getting the Jewish treatment now. They're the worst of the worst, bro.
Yeah, they're trying to be like, we can't let these guys like be the like.
Yeah.
We can't let
they
these guys be
black. They saw what happened here.
We need to turn them into Jews, dude.
We got to.
Xi Jinping like at a fucking board meeting with all of his like government security people, be like, there's these fucking guys, dude.
Yeah.
The Uyghurs. They're like, what are the Uyghurs? Like, Picture, just like calling him the Wigger Stance. Picture Yao Ming, but there's a bunch of them, and they have huge dicks. They can play basketball, but they got huge dicks, dude.
Yeah. It's the government had to step in. They had to.
I'm just dying imagining like an Auschwitz of them, like unloading trains of like Chinese dudes with like gangster Muslim Chinese dudes. Yeah, with fucking the idea of imagining like Stevie C as a fucking Chinese guy, you know, as a Chinese Muslim, like getting fucking offloaded into a concentration camp brought me like so much,
so funny,
so much joy. Yeah. I can't even, I mean, the listeners not even, well, the real homies will know what the fuck that even means, but I might have to throw a picture of him on the video, but
he's the greatest.
Just dude like in a slanted visor with fucking wearing, are those shorts or are they pants? I'm not sure. Yeah. You know, fucking
cut off jeans. Nobody has worn since like 2000.
Yeah, dude. A bunch of Chinese Muslims in Janko fucking, you know, in Jerbos riding That's around.
Sick. Yeah. I don't know. It sucks that they were picking cotton. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I wish my brain could fucking like, could cook on that bit more. I just am so fucking like retarded right now with stress, but
a lot of shows and shit.
A lot of,
no, but I mean, it's been a fucking wild week. I didn't look up news at all, but like, it sucks. Like, I didn't get to talk about this on stage, but I really wanted to when I found out OJ died. I was like, RIP to a legend. he like, out of all his sports accomplishments, that was still the craziest. Like, him getting away with that murder is still the most incredible thing he's ever done. Like, black people cheered for him even after he was like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Like, black people are still like, woo! I can't believe he's getting away with this. This is crazy.
The fact that a black man got to the place where he could say that.
He killed a white woman.
Yeah.
It was very evident he did it.
He fucking made it, dude.
Yeah, but what a legend, dude. RIP to him. And he was still very funny about it. Like, he'd go on podcasts and be like, if I did it.
Yeah, he wrote like, a book.
Yeah.
I'm not saying legend. I did it, but this is how I did it.
Yeah, him and Kanye are up there as far as, like, battling white women. They are legendary. That was the only, well, not. Yeah, I guess good news that I remember. That's the only good news I've had from the week. Everything else is like fucking scary as shit. I mean, Iran and Germany are like, not Germany, Israel. they want to join.
Same thing at this point.
But yeah, that's fucking wild. When I woke up to that, I was like, holy shit. I mean, people don't like Jewish people now. Also, we never fucked with Iranian people either. So this is going to be a very conflicting one for America. Because I'm pretty sure we fucked up Iran as well.
We've been beefing with Iran for a long time, dude. Since fucking the hostage situation when Carter was president.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I don't know.
You ever see Argo?
No.
That's a good
one.
I don't remember. But yeah, it's about to be a very fucking wild time. Wild time to lose TikTok, too. That was going to be our news source for what's going on over there. But
is it gone?
No, I think it's about like close to.
It's pretty close, right? How much time?
Yeah.
I think I saw White House Instagram post saying something.
They're like, we're on Instagram.
China needs to put out an emergency video. For subscribe real? To the podcast.
Yeah.
Before,
it doesn't count.
To my 600,000 followers.
Like,
my account's gone forever.
I'm from there. I get to keep TikTok. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, you can be a half. You're half an American
citizen.
It'll
be gone from the American iOS system. Like,
oh wow,
you would have to have like basically you can't get it on any American device.
Damn, I didn't know that. That's
or is it like the internet will black it out that it's like it won't connect? I don't know. Yeah. But it'll still be a thing in China. Like, they can't shut it off. China's
still gonna have the dances.
Yeah, China has their own version of TikTok.
Yeah,
yeah.
Damn, I want to see that. I want to see you guys as stars. Do they ever make it out here? Like, is there any star who ever crossed over?
On Instagram, they're like posts, though, like post Douyin. That's the name of the Chinese TikTok. Yeah. The viral clips here. On Instagram reels, you can see pretty much everything.
My Instagram already. Reels is kind of fucked up because everything, like, I don't know the language, so excuse me if I'm being racist, but it's just like I don't understand the letters. And it's every time it pops up, it's just the wildest shit I've ever seen. Like, Lenore sent me one a while ago of like a dude who was getting like Coke, like the drink, put in his hair, and it was like a lava thing, and like they put like the Mentos thing to explode it, and that was his haircut. And I was just like, I don't understand what is happening here. Like, what is going on over there? This is what they're doing for entertainment. Like, it's wild.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, I don't know who fucking started it, but they say, oh, the Chinese version of TikTok only shows science, educational posts.
I've seen some interesting things.
Exactly. And they say that, kids in China all want to be smart, like engineers and astronauts and shit.
When
like,
really,
that's not fucking true.
When really all they want to be is ninja.
That's all they want.
Did you see that?
No, I still don't watch it. I kind of certain things that are so funny in my head that I like to
just keep it there.
I kind of keep it there. Yeah, this is
that's better in my fantasy.
That's how this the Chinese wigger bit I feel like wasn't as strong as it was in my own head.
You can portray the racism quite as profoundly.
Like in my head, the accent was better.
They were doing dance.
I wish I could play you like a reel of my brain and like you could just see what
I'm seeing. It would be scary. I mean, it would be it would definitely be like an acquired taste.
I wouldn't show you all my nightmares. Just fucking the shit I wake up screaming at 3 a.m. in a pool of sweat.
Damn,
just all the funny racist
shit.
What's
the darkest, most twisted nightmare you had?
It looks like he's going through like a Rolodex right now. I'll take this one. I don't think it's easy. I'll take that off your hands.
I don't think I could talk about it.
You don't ask him that.
I think we're gonna lose a lot of subscribers.
No, but I don't even remember most of my dreams, but I do remember one when I was really young, and this is like, I don't believe in ghosts, but this is the closest thing I ever got to like believing in them. Is like, I was a kid and we were living in like these apartments, and I was living upstairs, right? So like, I was living at the top of the apartment. There's like 4 or 5 stories. And so I go to sleep and I wake up halfway through the night, and like, I see like these sandals next to my bed and they're like glowing. And I'm like, okay, that's fucking weird. And then some like person thing like walked in and then like stood next to my bed. And then I don't remember like them saying anything, but I felt like they wanted me to walk with them. So I like walked out of my house and like walked all the way like down to the last staircase. And then like while I was getting closer to it, like hell, it looked like hell opened up and it was just like fire everywhere. And then that's where I feel like I snapped out, or I woke up and I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I was like, that's the trippiest thing that I've ever had. Like the closest thing to a ghost thing. Like I don't know how to explain that. Maybe it was just like sleepwalking, I'm pretty sure. But
I had some similar experience. I couldn't tell it was a dream or, but I could swear I was awake. Some like not like a spirit or shadow. It was clearly a woman with her son.
Yeah.
Like walked towards, it was me and my mom in a hotel room. And I was on crazy shit because we checked into a hotel and then we saw, we weren't gonna stay in that room. We already had our key, but we saw like this grown ass man rushing downstairs and just like all sweaty and shit and telling the concierge, whatever the fuck you tell, say that, hotel front desk.
Concierge.
And then he said, I need a different room. I can't stay in that room.
Yeah.
And and then the lady just give us the
that room.
Yeah, that room. And then she looked at us and said, "Do you mind to switch?" And my mom was like, "Oh, okay, I guess."
Yeah.
And
we get
so
a discount?
Yeah. I don't remember, but yeah. And then so I went to bed, and then I thought I was awake.
That's the nightmare part, is that she didn't get the discount.
Yeah. Yeah.
For both of us.
Yeah,
that's when you wake up like, ah!
I got a haunted room.
$89 for this.
For cheaper, yeah.
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 Yeah, but that was that. Yeah, that
Holy
happens.
Shit.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts? Do you, any of you?
No.
No?
Spirits, I would.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm open-minded.
Okay.
Entertained by that thought.
Yeah,
like
you go through a certain amount of shit in life sometimes where it's like I am above ghost. It doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
I'm above ghosts.
Like I could give a fuck about a ghost. Like it's not.
You're saying if it takes me.
That. I just am like, I have like much more scary real shit that I can that I can touch or that
tangible,
yeah. That I could touch or that has touched me.
Sure.
Yeah. 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 My worst nightmare is being raped by my grandma.
Oh, wow. Your grandma.
The same one.
That is tough.
Like every night for 3 months. And I wouldn't like talk to my grandma for like a year. And whenever she'd come over, I would just like.
Just sprint.
Fucking freak out, run to my room, lock all the fucking doors and stay up all night. Yeah.
Damn.
And there's like I was always being like, I don't know how it worked. Like the science behind it, but somehow my grandma would be like fucking my ass, and then like I would just be like, I would have to tune it out by just watching the Clayton Bigsby sketch from Chappelle's Show on the TV, like it's like the racism like scared, like it saved me, like I just had to kind of tune out and just and just watch. It was always Clayton Bigsby on the TV over and over again.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's all I can look at.
That is, that is a nightmare. I think that qualifies as
the nightmare top is that tier he
nightmare.
Came.
He liked it a lot.
Yeah. The nightmare was cleaning up all the cum when I walked up.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, she's a lovely woman too.
Yeah.
She's very nice. She's the best. Best family I have, you know what I mean? Like, just I love my grandma so much. Yeah, but
shout out,
I was
grandma.
Also scared. Shout out, grandma. Yeah, get in my ass.
But I couldn't fucking because it was like a thing where I think that I already was so fucked up in the head and so like betrayed by like family or people. Jesus. That it like I'm just like, this is gonna be, you can't trust anyone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
not even
this,
the grandma,
not even your fucking grandma. Like, it's not that you love, like the only one that you love, you know, and that it's like treats you like. Like,
damn, that's strong.
With so much compassion. Yeah.
Yeah. They say like dreams are like the peak of parallel universe you.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. It definitely feels like like somewhere else I'm being raped by my grandma right now at all times.
Yo, I got a question for y'all.
That's why I can never fucking breathe, dude. Yeah.
I want to hear this question because I wonder what triggered it. What in that sentence?
Yeah. If you say stepped into a dimension and then you see a different parallel universe, you had a better life, a way better life.
I'm killing
life
him.
Than, yeah.
Taking his spot right away. Yeah. You remember Jet Li, the one? Yeah, I'm killing all my clones.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah,
clones.
You kill your alternate dimension.
Is there a movie though where?
Oh yeah, there's several movies about that.
Not clones, but like, I guess it's kind of like that movie Us. You ever seen that movie?
Yes,
Jordan.
Yes.
I love
clones,
that.
Would you kill?
Your alternate dimension.
I'd rape myself.
What?
For revenge.
The one version of you that's doing well.
I'd be like, get a taste of
you don't
this.
Get to have this and then I don't. Yeah. You know what the other 800 of us are going through, you know?
Holy shit, dude, you're evil.
Yeah, dude. I'd go find all the, like, if there was 936 other Dakotas, I'd find 935 of them and we'd gang up and go find the one that his life isn't
hold him down.
Fucking dumpster fire and
Wow.
Let him have it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very concerning.
Yeah.
If that was, by the way,
to feel the wrath of 938 severely molested, traumatized men gaining their power back.
Not if that was a Rorschach, you failed that tremendous. Like, you you knocked that out of the park. That is terrible.
Not, I don't get to be a police officer. I blew the fucking, that is, I blew the questionnaire.
I'd fuck myself if I could. Just like, what? Just a wholesome question locked up in you. Like, I'd rape me if I could. Just, that's crazy.
I'd rape me if I could. I think we have the title of the episode.
You picked the fucking craziest title.
I was gonna say I'm
Chinese George Floyd. What the fuck?
After I posted that one, I was like, I probably should have asked.
Yeah, that is wild.
But it was like, I already rendered it to YouTube, and I'm like, that's gonna be a lot of work. I can't.
That is a crazy thing for somebody to try and click on.
I thought Chinese George Floyd was a good title. I was like, I better make the artwork look really cool. Yeah.
to make up for this insane title.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That. I mean, it was a wild episode.
What was your reaction? Because you guys don't ever know what the titles are going to be. So you saw that and
weird and goofy. Fine. The next one. Ooh, man. Yeah. I don't know who's clicking on that.
I remember FUBU. When I told you the episode, you're like, what did you title episode? I said FUBU. And you're like,
no, that's fucked up if you know what it was.
What the reference was to. Yeah, because you were like, isn't that when we were talking about?
But
you think Chinese George Floyd is worse?
I mean, it's just like a tough one. It's a tough one to read even. You're just like, wow, what are they talking about? Somebody posted under our thing.
I can't see.
That's gangsta. I can't see. He's somewhere in the camps right now. Poor guy.
No, it's not black people. It's Uyghurs that are in the camp. George Floyd's safe from the. If he was alive, he'd be safe.
Yeah. Crazy. When was the last time you went to China?
Didn't he have a sex tape?
Sorry. I don't know. I never
got. Did you hear about that? Is that a myth that George Floyd had a sex tape?
Like
he was on Pornhub for a minute?
I've never heard of it, but what a versatile man.
Hero. True hero.
Yeah. By the way, that's a great thing. This was the weirdest. During the George Floyd protests, there were a few like white women who were walking around with signs like, if you love black dick, like, keep that same energy with this. And I'm like, that's not what I'm trying to. I realize they're trying to help, but like, that's hopefully my life is enough for you to want to keep me alive and not BBC, dude.
Yeah, there were some like goofy white women, dude, during
white
that
women
time.
Are insane. I've been like trying to think about this because I don't know. White women are like a
bro. This is the most fucked up Mandela effect thing ever. I swear to God that George Floyd had a sex tape. I
don't. There's going to be an AI version. It's going to be very, very fucked up. But
I swear to God, dude. What? There's no way my brain made this up, dude.
100% did.
No, dude. Yeah,
never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay, wait. I did find a Reddit. Was George Floyd actually a porn star or is this a dumb internet hoax?
Yeah, there is. Or maybe they said
doubt it, but it shouldn't matter either way.
Your search history is
for
wild.
Sure. Yeah, there's no way you're not on a watch list.
Oh yeah, when my sister messaged me and was like, "You should probably stop saying that you're joining Hamas."
Yeah,
and I'm like, they're gonna be watching you. I'm like, they're already. They've been watching. You know, it's not like
that might throw them off. You want to join?
Yeah, they'd be like, we don't know what's going on with this fucking guy.
He hates himself to a different level. Playing Kanye, about to rape himself. Now he wants to join Hamas. This guy's fucking insane. No.
I would love to, if I was, like, I do now that we talked about it, want to, like, find a way to, like, you know, if you could body switch, like, I want to be Hitler and then start being gay, like, being really, really gay instead of, and just seeing where it goes, you know, like, seeing if it changes anything.
I don't know. I think he could still, that's, I'm going to be progressive here and say he could have killed just as many Jews.
Gay. Gay or not. Yeah.
Gay or straight, I think he could have accomplished.
That'd be like the most round, convoluted way to like repeal gay marriage. Just go back in time, make Hitler gay, and then yeah.
So does Hitler have kids?
Seems like a guy who would probably fuck. It seems like a guy who would.
I don't think he did. Could we know about him right now? There would be news articles like Hitler's great grandpa or grandkid just graduated cum laude from fucking little
imagine
Hitler Jr.
the Third Reich Little Tykes imagine University.
From Hitler Day. Huh? Imagine you got that bloodline.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick, to be honest.
You know, he wasn't very impressive physically. He wasn't like, there was nothing very impressive.
It is real. Just search George Floyd porn in Reddit and you'll find a couple different vids.
No, don't do that.
A lot of people are commenting with the same link. Like, there's three X videos linked with the same URL. I'm kind of scared, dude. I'm really curious.
He left something behind.
You know what?
There's proof of his greatness somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have a video that lives forever that instead of you getting murdered, you're murdering some pussy.
I haven't put out anything on Pornhub that's worth me living.
Yeah.
Leaving this planet. No.
I don't know. I won't. But. I'll wait till I get home to watch it.
For research purposes.
I've
been thinking about like the back to white women. I've been thinking about like their contribution to like movements. Like white women are a very paradoxical thing for me because like they're simultaneously like our biggest ally when it comes to like we need when we need help for shit, you know, like they'll march with us. You know?
What? I can't stop laughing about the wiggers.
You caught in the loop.
It's pretty funny.
Oh my god.
We're gonna let you have that one.
Yeah.
You're like shit.
No, but like white women, I think like simultaneously they're our biggest allies, but they're also like, I don't know, the way they go about protesting is so fucking annoying, dude. They're just so fucking annoying. I feel like black people for the longest time have had problems and we would like fight the power and like march and shit, but all this like hashtag this and like, oh my god, I can't believe you said that, I feel like that all came from white women. Do you know what I mean? Like all this like
cancel. Oh yeah, but I feel like black people do it too now, but they don't know.
I think it's because white women, it's like that's been their way to deal with problems. Oh my god, this guy like really fucked with me and you're just like, why don't you handle it? Like I feel like that's how we're dealing with problems now.
I saw a white bitch in Berkeley or something with like a sign that said like, you know, some it was like, can I speak to the manager of institutionalized racism? It's like Karen's for Black Lives.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, I couldn't tell if it was like an ironic
trolling.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just such a weird.
But like, people are unironically paradox. Like that.
Oh yeah. But the thing about like my thought on the George Floyd thing as well was like, white women will like march and like do all this like Black Lives, all this, but like they're also the ones calling the cops. Like 9 times out of 10, the person on the other side of that phone call who's like, "Oh my god, there's a black guy," it's a white woman.
Yeah.
Like all you have to do is stop calling. Like you stop calling them. You know what I mean? Like it's not really like a tough thing for you to stop. I don't know why you have signs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just seems like something. I wonder if there's that thing that
talk about, like, I was talking to a black friend about, he was saying, because he was telling me about a certain joke I have that, like, he was like, black men will love this joke, black women are going to hate it. Like a kind of thing. It was the Riley Reid joke.
Oh.
Which I found is pretty true so far. Yeah.
Black women don't like that.
That
joke is insane.
Yeah.
If you're a black woman, you're like, why she gets to say it because what? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's not that she gets to say it, it's that it's her own self-justification.
Yeah.
But it's gone. Was it?
The wiggers are on your mind.
I'm a fucking mess, dude.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We can call it for this episode. It's about an hour. 55.
Yeah. Yeah,
we can't leave that thought hanging. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
You don't know either.
About like protests and Karens.
Oh, I was trying to talk about, I mean.
Oh, I just kept interrupting you with delirium. No, totally I feel bad.
Yeah. Honestly.
Oh, black women being mad at me was what we were talking about.
Are you okay? Help.
Fuck it.
National Public Retards is supported by unpaid Guatemalan asylum seekers, Ass Whole Foods Market, and the Chinese Communist Party. But most important of all, National Public Retards is made possible by viewers like you. Please tell a friend to subscribe. Dakota is living in his car. His wife caught him beating off to the George Floyd sex tape. This has been NP Hard R News. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and don't forget to love your neighbor.